Britain has begun using genetic tests on some African asylum seekers in an effort to catch those who are lying about their nationality. This is drawing criticism from scientists and provoking outrage from human rights groups. Experts claim that there is no way genetic swabs can provide meaningful evidence regarding nationality. The Obama administration yesterday said it's also considering using DNA tests for some foreign refugee applicants following a Bush-era pilot program that ended in 2008 and was aimed only at proving family relationships. Professor Colin McGuckin, president of the Cell Therapy Research Institute in Lyon, France, he said that while genetic screening can prove family relationships, proving nationality is scientifically dubious.
What you can do is tell whether someone's from the same family, but only if you test the whole family. And if people are born in two countries next door to each other, it's going to be almost impossible because of the genetic mixing that has taken place over decades, if not millennia. So therefore, it's going to be very difficult to use that as a realistic way to find out if someone is from that country or not. The whole issue of genetically testing a population based on race has been one of the most controversial areas of genetic medicine in recent years. This was not what genetic testing was really designed to do. It was designed to understand how the human body works and to try to improve applications of treating disease. But the whole issue of using it to work out one race from another race is, in my opinion, really a genetic time bomb. Our genetic mixing is increasing all the time. And this alone will make it very difficult to work out who is really from one country or from another.